Anyone seeking to influence the administration of criminal law must reckon with the complex and ferocious racial politics that surround the subject. I want, therefore, to speak immediately to contending ideological camps about the race question in criminal law and clear space for a shared discussion that will uncover common grounds for action. The first of the four camps to which I address myself has made the control of street crime primarily through punitive measures a high priority on its political agenda. Demanding that attention be paid to the misery inflicted by crime, devotees of this camp have insistently raised the banner of law and order. At the national level, this camp was, for three decades, dominated by the Republican Party. Presidents Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush each used to great effect the claim that they would be tougher on crime than their opponents. Their electoral success prompted imitation. Bill Clinton is only the most prominent of many Democrats who have gone to considerable lengths to prove themselves capable of being as tough as Republicans on crime. As a result, this first camp, the law and order camp, has become thoroughly bipartisan. Various aims, beliefs, and sentiments have played a role in animating the law and order camp. For some politicians, the law and order slogan has served as a thinly veiled code with which to signal sympathy for and solidarity with whites upset by the social, political, and cultural changes brought about by the upheavals of the 1960s, particularly the Civil Rights Revolution. I have little hope of communicating my message to those for whom law and order are code words designed primarily to appeal covertly to anti-Negro prejudice. I do believe it possible, however, to reach those drawn to law and order rhetoric because they are afraid of being victimized, seek reassurance that the government will do its utmost to protect them, and desire to express outrage at street criminals, especially those who repeatedly commit violent offenses. I share that fear, anxiety, and anger, and therefore want to remove impediments to the enforcement of decent law and order. One major impediment is the conviction of many people that the law enforcement system is overwhelmingly racist. Although the precise dimensions of this attitude are unclear, within African American communities it is certainly appreciable. This attitude causes some black attorneys to eschew joining prosecutors' offices because they feel that doing so will entail selling out and working for the man. It causes some black citizens to decline to cooperate with police investigations. Even more alarmingly, it prompts some black jurors to be unreasonably skeptical of police testimony from law enforcement authorities, or even to refuse to vote for convictions despite proof beyond reasonable doubt of defendants' guilt. To change this attitude and the conduct it generates, action will have to be taken to rectify injustices that nourish feelings of racial aggrievement. To improve the effectiveness of police and prosecutors, high priority should be given to correcting and deterring illegitimate racial practices that diminish the reputation of the law enforcement establishment. Proponents of law and order, then, should be in the forefront of those who insist that officials respect authoritative rules prohibiting racial misconduct and who demand that the legal regime effectively discipline officials who fail to comply. Proponents of law and order should acknowledge what cannot sensibly be denied, that to an extent that is significant, albeit hard to identify, declining but nonetheless regrettable, illicit racial discriminations continue to adversely affect the administration of criminal law. Remarkably, some devotees of law and order occasionally deny the obvious, as did Professor John J. DiIulio, Jr., when he asserted that data on the administration of capital punishment disclose no trace of racism, a matter about which I shall have much to say below. For a campaign of law and order to succeed, it must apply not only to ordinary persons, but to the guardians of law and order as well.